Yesterday afternoon, I did what a lot of people do, or some do. I watched a football game. Now, me being the fan of who I am a fan of, I wasn't too pleased with the way that thing came out. But I accepted it, because that's just the way it goes sometimes. But in a football game, I've heard people say, when they go to kick a field goal, please, God, let him make this thing. Please, let him make it. Or please, let my team win. Come on, God, help me out here. Give us a win. Now, do you think God really cares which team wins that game?
No.
No. He doesn't really care about that. So, I guess then, let's say that, so God doesn't care who wins that game or doesn't win it. So God is not in that game at all anyway, is he? Because he just doesn't even care about it. You agree with that? No, thank you very much. Just because he doesn't care who wins or loses that game, he cares about every single person in that game.
Amen.
The players, the coaches, the staff, the ones that help out, all the fans. Does he care about just the ones that are in that stadium at that game? No. He cares about all of us. Now, you just think about that. When you see some of those games, there'll be all those players and all those coaches and all those fans. There are thousands and thousands of them there. You just, if you ever went to a game and tried to get your way through that crowd, you realize just how many people that is. And now to think of that, and I don't even know what the times ratio would be about that, as far as how many people in the world that God cares about every second of every day. Can you imagine the vastness that that is, that God can care not for just one football game and the players in that game, but for a whole world of everybody that's in it. He cares for all of us. So as I watched that game and my feelings went up and down, I tried to remember that it's just a game. And the most important thing is that God is in that game. And he is in our game of life with us every day and every second of every day. And we need to remember that he's with us and let him do his thing and show us the way to go in the light of the Lord. Okay? Thank you all very much for being here. And I think Miss Karen's going to say prayer with us.
I am.